You know, the last preseason Bears game is coming up. The Crosstown Classic returns to Guarantee Rate Field. And who better to break it all down is the ultra-talented Lauren Majera from WGN-TV. What's going on, Lauren?
Hi, how are you guys? Happy Friday. And you know what? I actually need to hear more about these rainbow snow cones. Where does a girl get one?
Okay, it's not a snow cone. So it is a rainbow cone. So it's a Southside tradition. Is it like 90 years old, Tom? Is that what it is?
It's quite old.
Around forever. So no, it's what is the ice cream again? It is strawberry. It is, Tom's looking that up right
like
now.
Like a sherbet?
Not quite. He's going to give you the whole run. You know, I don't even know. I just eat it. I don't even know, but he's going to look that up. But it was one location for, you know, decades. And now this third generation is expanding it all over Chicago. So they're, first of all, in all the Bona Beefs all over the place. And they have these ice cream trucks that make appearances all over Chicago. And now my kids even, who, you know, we grew up on the north side too, they see that truck and they're all excited. They're like, hey, you got to pull over and do that. What's in it, Tom?
All right. So here's what's in it. Chocolate, strawberry, Palmer House, which is New York vanilla with cherries and walnuts, pistachio, and orange sherbet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I'm going to be at the Crosstown Classic on Sunday on the South Side. I'm going to be on the hunt.
Yeah, you got to look for these. Yeah, you absolutely got to look for this. No question. You know, end of August now, speaking of summer, and I'm trying to get in as much summer as possible. I know you are, too. Did you fish this week? Did you do some boating? Did you kill something? Like, what exactly did you do this week?
You know what? I laid easy on nature.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I did, however, get up to Wisconsin, though.
Yeah.
I went to this gorgeous, gorgeous lake that my aunt and uncle live on.
Oh, that's nice.
Up in Wisconsin. It's just south of Wisconsin Rapids. It was just a complete slice of heaven. It was insane because it's this huge lake. It's like 19 miles long, I think like 3 miles wide. All these lakefront properties. It's so beautiful. It's so remote. And I swear we saw more animals than we did humans. Tons of bald eagles, turkey vultures, tons of deer and rabbit. It was so peaceful and so beautiful. It's just so nice to get out of the city every once in a while and just enjoy nature. We went boating.
Yeah, nice.
We went hiking, had a bonfire. My uncle actually has a 57 Chevy, so we kind of cruised around in that for a while.
Cool.
It was just fun. Good old summer fun.
Well, here's the thing, too. Your weekend shift, because you do weekends on the air, so you don't have tourists. You don't have loads of people on the weekend trying to suck up your time and be all over the place. So that's part of that piece, I think, probably,
right? It's true.
Right?
Yeah. And I said, oh, wow. You know, I said, it must be because it's a Monday afternoon. You know, all the city slickers that come up to enjoy their weekends here, you know, they're back in the city grinding away at their jobs, right? And my aunt said, no, this is the best kept secret in Wisconsin. It is always like this. She said the 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day, they're like waiting for bursts of people to come through. And she said, I have no idea how it's possible.
See, now when I go up to Wisconsin, even though I go on the weekends, I do avoid anything touristy possible. Like I will seek out where I know the locals are hanging and it's a local place. And I don't mean to impede on their space, but I'd rather be with them hanging out than just being amongst, you know, people I'm with every single day.
Gosh, just avoid the people at all costs, huh?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I need my peace.
Just avoid people in general.
I need my peace. Yes, exactly right. But then you got back from Wisconsin and you've been covering, you know, Bears practices all week. Very hot out there doing that.
Oh, my gosh. I felt like, you know, how would Wisconsin say? There was like, oh, it's a scorcher out there. I felt like coming from Wisconsin back to like being outside at Hallis Hall. I'm like, oh, it's a scorcher out there. It was so hot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've been watching Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're doing the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like, looking at Dak Prescott and some of these guys in sweats.
Oh, yeah, they're in pools
in
of sweat.
Hoodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the Texas heat.
Yeah.
Well, here I'm
yeah.
at Hallis Hall. I mean, it's like 95 degrees out there, and it's the burbs, so it's a lot more sticky and humid. And I'm looking at the guys like, how are they wearing beanies and sweatshirts right now? Even like asked one of the media relations guys, Adam, I said, should we be concerned about their health?
Yeah,
like I'm sitting here in shorts and a tank top, and I'm like, water for the lady, please.
I know, but you're still watching practice, but you're watching Bears football in the heat. And of course, you got to hydrate yourself, but you know you're working.
I don't know how they do it.
So, but you're for yourself, like working is in the media. You want a beer probably while you're watching football, right?
Well, we're there at like 7 in the morning, so I think I'd be highly alarmed if I was craving a beer right around then.
You know, golfers do it. Golfers start that early,
yeah,
and they can drink all day. They can drink all day. But it's got to be so cool to watch because we're building up to this new season with practically, you know, a new team. It's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, it really is. And especially leading up to this third preseason game because I actually love that they cut it down to three preseason games. And you know what they're doing is they're treating this weekend like your traditional fourth preseason game. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some things to watch for. And I love to remind fans, don't watch preseason and think, this is what we're going to get from the Bears.
I do that. I'm guilty of that.
We got to remind ourselves, because here's the thing. This is what we need to look out for in this game. We're going to get to see Justin Fields get his exhibition final. He's going to be starting in this game. Right. He's, you know, going to play about two quarters of work, just kind of showing his progress. Mm-hmm. Because remember, this could be the last time we see him for who knows how long. He's going to take a backseat to Dalton in the weeks to come. Yeah. They are firm that Andy Dalton is QB1. But, you know, in Justin Fields' first two games, let's see, what did he do? He went 23 of 39 passes for 222 yards and a touchdown. He was sacked twice, and my God, that sack where his helmet flew off, mm-hmm. I felt it in my bones. Scared me.
Yeah.
It was terrifying to see that. But, you know, so I'm just excited to see what he can do. He's also rushed for 79 yards in the first two games. And here's the thing about Justin Fields is his legs are a threat. Mm. Like, defenses are going to have to look out for that and prepare for what he can do on his legs. Rushing for 79 yards in two preseason games, or he didn't even play, you know, more than two quarters. So I like to see what we can get out of Justin Fields and just see what he can do when he's starting and when he gets a little bit of a rhythm. And that's one thing that I've heard both quarterbacks say in the preseason games is, oh, I really couldn't get into a rhythm. And I don't blame him, because you've got this shoddy offensive line that's, you know, put together with super glue, hopes, dreams, and duct tape.
Duct tape, I was going to say. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, the offensive line is actually looking a little bit better.
So I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid and say, okay, I won't worry about this game so much. But, I mean, do you have any thoughts on Bears-Titans based on what you've seen?
Oh, no. It doesn't matter who wins
or
loses.
All right.
Yeah. That means so little to me. What I like to see is offensive production. I like to see how much time in the pocket can the O-line give the quarterback. I like to see how they can get their running game started. I want to see some deep passes connected for complete receptions or some touchdowns. I want to see the D, you know, get some great sacks and some takeaways. So turn the ball over.
Yep.
Things, details like that. But I'm just so not worried about who wins and loses. Not until week one, that is, in L.A.
And you got a Bears show that you do with Jared. It's going to be, what, Saturdays?
It airs on Saturdays. Yeah, it's called Chicago Football Weekly. Jared and I host it. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but I grew up with the Peytons.
Yeah,
Jarrett's little sister, Brittany, was I went to high school with, and we were always friends. So I've known Jarrett for years. So him and I have this on-camera chemistry, like we're brother and sister.
Yeah, I like that.
And we just banter back and forth, and a lot of times we actually disagree on our opinions, and the way that we can kind of banter about it while using statistical fact, bringing it into it, and politely agreeing to disagree, but it's not like we're on the same page and we're cheerleading for the Bears.
But that wouldn't be fun. You want to have some sparring in
this, right? Yeah, it's a really witty show.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fun facts in it and a lot of like really interesting perspective. It is a very fun show to do. It flies by. It's like, I feel like I sat down and chit-chatted Bears, you know, for 5 minutes with one of my good old pals. And then it's like, that's a 30-minute show.
Yeah. Yeah, this flies by too, by the way.
Yeah, it actually does. We got to make this a longer segment.
Okay,
let's do that. That is if people want more of my voice.
I think we do 2 hours. We're going to do 2 hours with Lauren.
My dinner break.
I like it. Yeah, great. Snack up quickly. Lauren Majere from WGN TV Sports. There's more when we come back on 720 WGN. All right, we are back with Lauren Majere of WGN TV Sports. The Crosstown Classic is back, this time on the South Side. Anything less than another Sox sweep would be an utter disappointment, I think, to their fan base, while Cubs fans, like myself, have kind of checked out already.
Yeah, I mean, when you say anything but a sweep is a disappointment, I couldn't agree more. And this isn't necessarily about who's better anymore, because that's what makes the Crosstown Classic such a good rivalry, because it's the ultimate battle within Chicago. You know, who's the better team, the Cubs or the White Sox? Well, the writing's on the wall. Guess what? It's the White Sox this year. And I actually talked to Paul Sullivan from the Chicago Tribune this morning on a Zoom that'll air on GN Sports later tonight at 10:30.
Oh, cool.
And
mm-hmm.
he said, it's such a back and forth. Some years it's really tight. It's split and it's really exciting for the fans. But some years, you know, the Cubs are going to whoop the Sox. Like, you know, in 2016, you know, vice versa, like
this year.
It's not that it's not competitive, is it is exciting. And here's the thing that I noticed, and Paul agreed with me on this. Sox fans tend to make the trip up to the north side. Whereas Cubs fans don't necessarily do that to the south side, especially like where they're at.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, because a lot of Southsiders live in the city and they can just hop on the red line and go up, whereas a lot of Northsiders actually live in the suburbs.
Yeah, true.
And they're not going to drive all the way through the city, all the way down to where there's traffic, you know? So I can imagine this weekend is going to be very White Sox dominated as far as the fan base goes, where normally like it's pretty split.
That makes sense.
It's, you know, the every Chicagoan's favorite argument to have. Who's better, the Cubs or the White Sox? Well, it's not an argument this year. So if you're going to the game, it's to watch how good the White Sox have gotten. Yeah. It's to see Yasmani Grandal back. It's to see Dallas Keuchel pitch. I think that it'll be a forever rivalry, and it's always so, like, it's just an exciting time in Chicago. I just don't think that that competitiveness is there this year.
Okay. I like where you're going with this. I like where you're going. Before I let you go, I want to ask you.
Already?
We got like 4 minutes, but hang on a second.
You're kicking me off already?
Not. Robin and Paul are waiting in the hallway.
You're just chock full of WGN-TV folk up in here.
I am just kissing WGN-TV's ass tonight. So are you a coffee drinker, tea drinker, or is it just vodka dirtied up for you? What is it? No, are you coffee or tea?
You know what? I think coffee and tea for me is like a treat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have an espresso machine that, and most people, like if they own a coffee machine, like they're like everyday coffee drinkers.
Yeah.
I'm not. I drink coffee. It's sort of like a treat. I drink tea and like a cold wintry day is kind of like a cinnamon tea is like a treat or mint tea is like a treat. It's not like an everyday thing for me. I drink so much water.
Yeah.
And yes, which is good for you. Vodka with olives in it. But yeah, I like both coffee and tea, but I actually had a coffee today, a Starbucks coffee. Okay. An unpopular opinion that I have is I don't like Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
I don't like Starbucks.
I try to seek out neighborhood.
With me on that.
No, I like to seek out the neighborhood places.
You need to try this, and you need to. I'm like, I've tried it all.
Yeah,
I'm an espresso girl. If I'm going to drink coffee, and even then, it's just every once in a while. It's just a treat for me.
But way too soon. I just cannot handle the pumpkin stuff already. The pumpkin lattes, the apple stuff. I love summer.
I get so mad.
Right, you do.
Seasons
all right,
that are not in existence get pushed on me.
Exactly.
Like I don't need to be seeing 4th of July flags when it's Easter. I don't need to be seeing Christmas trees when it's September.
No.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I am holding on to the last few days of August. I am still enjoying and calling it summer and wearing my white pants and white shoes because it's not Labor Day yet. And I don't want to see a pumpkin spice latte, a pumpkin, nothing.
But I said to you the other day, I'm still seeking out the places with the summer vibe. Because, by the way, summer doesn't end until the 22nd of September.
Thank you. I get so angry when girls are like, or guys are pulling out the scarves and, the pumpkin spice lattes. I'm like, no! Don't let it be end of summer yet. We're enjoying this, okay?
Because we see people go back to school, maybe for them it feels more like end of summer, but it's not like, I disagree. So
if it's 95 degrees at 8 in the morning when I'm standing on the sidelines of Bears practice, sweating my bum off, it's still summer, okay? Let me embrace it and enjoy it. And I'm enjoying all these summer vibes. Rooftop season.
Yes, absolutely. Summer bucket list that you haven't done yet. Like, what's the one thing that you're like, I still got to get to that?
Ooh, you know what I love to do for fun?
Yeah.
Is a Duffy boat. Mm. If you go to the Chicago Electric Boat Company, and I feel like every time I talk about something I like, it's an ad. I don't know why I talk like that.
No, all my friends are always
like, how are you not in sales? Every time you say you like something or it's fun, like, I want to do it then.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like a really good kept Chicago secret. People always think like boats are so expensive and you got to rent a boat and go on Lake Michigan. No, you go to the electric boat company and you can rent what's called a Duffy boat. It's a little electric boat. You get six friends, split it. Super easy to drive. Literally anyone can captain it. I captain it when I go out with my friends. And it's like right across the street or right across the river, excuse me, from City Winery.
Love that. Okay.
Take this little electric boat, cruise up and down the river. You can go to Navy Pier. You can go all the way, you know, as far as Goose Island. And it's just like, I always do it for 2 hours because 1 hour is always just a little too short.
So is it like under Smith and Walensky's, kind of like over there in that area?
Exactly. Okay. Under Smith and Walensky. Okay. I always tell my friends, you know, go take your Uber there and then it's down by the river level. And it's like $30 a person. It's BYOB. So we'll bring like sandwiches and White Claw or whatever, beer, and just enjoy these summer nights on the river. And it's wild because I was just talking to my girlfriends about it. I'm like, last summer, we Duffied all the time. Like,
That's cool.
We were the Duffy Divas. Because there was literally nothing else to do.
That's true.
Nowhere to go. Nothing to do. So we were the everyday we Duffy and
I love it. I love it.
So I haven't Duffy'd this summer because there's been so much. But you know what? Duffy's actually really fun in the fall, too, because it's all enclosed.
Yeah.
And it's actually fun to do on a rainy night.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, well, let's find six friends and do this. Catch Lauren on WGN TV Friday nights at 640, 940, GN Sports, 10:30 to 11, Saturdays, 550, 950, 1020, and again on GN Sports. We're off next week due to Northwestern football's first game of the season, so we'll talk after Labor Day. Sound good?
All right. Thank you so much for having me on. This is what makes Friday nights fun, is we get to chit-chat.
Thank you. I agree.
I love it.
Talk to you soon, Lauren.
All right, have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye-bye. You too.